The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. If you watch TV talk shows, which I hope you do very little of, you hear man's opinions batted back and forth in an endless stream of words that is monotonous. It reveals the basis of all world thought. It is simply, what do I say, what do you say? There is no higher standard than our own opinion. What tragedy this sets us up for. With man's selfish nature we received in the Garden of Eden for our rebellion against God, the ultimate manifestation of expressing our own opinions with no outside standard is always strife between individuals, families, and yes, nations. With our drift away from biblical standards, is it any wonder there is such an increase in assault and murder crimes, and in war itself? John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, identified the fruit of man's opinions in government when he stated, quote, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There has never yet been a democracy," he said, "which didn't commit suicide." Yet, there is a much better way. Jesus, in praying to His Father the night before He was crucified, said these words, "Thy word is truth." What a simple yet profound statement. The Bible, Jesus said, was absolute truth. Here is hope for the settlement of differences between individuals. Here is something outside ourselves which can say to disagreeing parties which one is right, or if both are wrong. Here is a rock-solid point of reference, such as is a lighthouse for a storm-battered ship. What hope this word presents. It's only a negative for those who want to continue to rule their life instead of submitting their will to the will of their Creator through receiving His Son, Jesus Christ, as their Master, the one who can deliver them from their selfishness and replace it with His love for both God and man. This book speaks to us with finality about everything that is important to us. It speaks with certainty about creation and why we are alive, about our sin against God in Eden, and the forgiveness and restoration He's provided through Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension. Of the books of all the great religions in the world, the Bible stands alone in speaking the truth about the purpose and structure of family, and parents' responsibility to get the truth to their children. Only the Bible reveals the purpose of the church and how it should be structured and operated. Only the Bible reveals the standard for morality in both men and nations. When Abe Lincoln received a copy of it from some grateful black folks, he stated, "This great book is the best gift God has given to man. But for it," he said, "we could not know right from wrong." And most importantly for us, it is the only guidebook on how to spend eternity with God instead of being in an endless hell of fire. The Bible says, "But as many as received Him," talking about Jesus, "to them gave He the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. He that believes on the Son," the Bible says, "has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." It was 1829. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, was facing eternity. Shortly before his death, he was asked by someone at his bedside if he had any words for his children. He responded simply, "They have the book." Are you trusting your own thoughts, or are you trusting the book, the Bible? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.